Going on with the Finn Harps manager, Dave Rogers. Dave, you'd be desperately disappointed how that turned out tonight.
I'm not desperately disappointed. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed for the boys. But again, if you don't take chances and if you give away sloppy goals, then you're going to get punished, especially by a team like Athlone. We watched them last week. We've done our homework on them. We knew where the danger would come from. But when you're going in 1-0 up at half-time, and we spoke about the boys, about the positivity of keeping a clean sheet, and then again, conceding after 3 minutes, you're on the back foot. But no, look, you know, we're creating chances, but you've got to take them. And then at the same time, on transition, you've got to make sure that you don't concede. And at the minute, we're conceding silly goals.
You did work hard defensively, but even as you're touching on there as well, you were leaving gaps at the start of the game. Athlone had two opportunities as well. Yes, your own team had a couple of opportunities too, but I suppose finally just got punished after the restart.
Yeah, but you do. If you leave gaps and you don't stay with runners, you're going to get punished. And the warning signs were there very early on, as you've just mentioned. But again, we regrouped. I thought for the last 20 minutes of the first half, there was only one team looking like scoring, and that was ourselves. But again, Athlone done really well. Credit to them. They play to their strengths. Good crowd behind them, but again, for us, it's about putting it right. Now we get back on the training pitch, and the only way to get better is by working hard, and the boys know that.
As you said, they're coming near half time, which called the work kind of getting back on top of the game. Queeving on the right, Ryan Flood on the left, and balls into, and of course the Courtney winning the penalty, which Ryan put away as well. Like, you know, they were important moments in the game, and you must have been feeling good at half time.
Yeah, but even Michael Harris had a great chance from 8 yards out. I think about 10 minutes before the penalty, and if that goes in again, it's a different story. Put you on the front foot again, and we want the boys to play on the front foot. We're not going to be a negative team that just, you know, plays a low block, and you know, that's not in our nature. But again, we're creating chances, but you've got to take them. And I've just re-emphasised that to the boys there, that when we get in those opportunities, even near the end, Daniel goes clean through one on one. You know, if he puts it in the corner, it brings you back in a 2-2. So again, we've got to be clinical. But then on the flip side of that, you've also got to be defensively sound at the back. And I thought in the second half, we were a little bit all over the place in certain areas, not getting closer to men, not staying with runners, and you're going to get punished in that circumstance.
He showed that sense of urgency after conceding the second goal as well. I remember one occasion, you just getting the ball back in quickly. The lads were just trying to make something happen. As you mentioned, about one big chance, I suppose, the key chance never came.
Yeah, but like, again, if you get them chances, you've got to take them. And we, you know, we work on it in training, where we're playing in the final third, we're getting in front of goal, and you've got to be clinical. Tonight we weren't clinical in front of goal, and as you've seen, Athlone put their chances away. So you're not going to win games when you're defending like that. But again, you know, I'm not going to stand here and criticise the boys. We're asking them to play a certain way. We're not going to deviate away from that. Yeah, we're going to be on the back foot at certain times, but decision making is vital for the lads as well. They're a young group, and they'll get better. And this experience has to make them stronger. So we'll get back at it again on the training pitch. We'll recover tomorrow. We'll regroup. And we're ready to go again.
Because you mentioned too, even during the week in the paper too, you've only been 6-7 weeks together so far. You're stuck with the same starting 11 too. It's a work in progress, I suppose, with a new team. Like 9 or 10 of these lads hadn't played, didn't play last season, hadn't played for the club before.
Yeah, but I mean, I keep hearing things about Finn Harps. I have a gigantic budget as well. I mean, if people think we've got a high budget, then they want to come and sit down and have a look and speak to me, and we'll have a cup of tea in the office, because we absolutely don't. And you're right, it is a complete rebuild. The only player that was left here was Ryan Rainey. So again, you know, you're under no illusions when you take the job. We needed players, we need to put a squad together. But we're building that squad. Young, hungry players, people who are based in Donegal, which has never happened. So we're looking to build that stability, but we're looking to do it the right way. It's not nice losing games, we know that. But it is a work in progress. And again, I just want to thank the travelling fans, the Finn Harps support that we had here tonight. Absolutely phenomenal. And one thing I will guarantee is that us as a group of staff and a group of players will keep working hard to put it right, and the results will come.
Dave, final one from me. You mentioned you were talking to the boys there afterwards. How are they feeling at the moment? Because they know they were in this contest.
Listen, and that's the big thing. As long as they can understand and realise, you know, that we've got to be punishing teams when we're in their positions to do so, and at the same time being compact, being resilient, not giving silly, you know, free kicks or fouls away. But it'll come. The lads are disappointed, and rightly so. But again, I'm here to support them. You know, as the manager, I've got thick skin. I'll stand and face everything. That's not a problem. But one thing I'll do, I'll keep backing these group of players, because I see them every day in the training pitch, and we will get better.